You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content this morning, please join me welcoming our featured guests. We have two of them checking in with us today. Robert Mott, our wine guru, Wine Wednesday. Robert will be checking in today. And the guru of sports, our business of sports expert, Dave Meltzer, checks in with us today as well. We have got a lot on the docket to talk to David about. Holy cow, how about, well, it looks like we're going to chat with him a little bit about Tom Brady. We might chat a little bit. What does Aaron Andrews and Tom Brady have in common? We might chat on that a little bit. Also look into the NFL draft coming up. Johnny Manziel, Conor McGregor, a lot on the docket to chat with David about. He's even got some special offers for you. So we're going to chat about all of those things today. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Today is the day of celebration. We're going to have a couple of fun ones. I saw when I was looking at the schedule this morning, you know, having beaten anorexia, I look at things in a whole different light than many others. I saw National Babe Ruth Day, and I thought they meant Baby Ruth Day, obviously where, you know, where my mind goes to. The idea was not about baseball. It had to do with the candy bar, but that's just me. National Prime Rib Day, and of course, we could not forget this one. This is probably one of the more important days of the year. Maybe Mother's Day is a little bit ahead of this one. But for those of you who are in the working class, like many of us, National Administrative Professionals Day. You cannot forget the administrative professionals. They are the gatekeeper of the world. So we honor the administrative professionals, a great, great group of people. And thank you for all that you do. That is an important group of folks. Did you check out the? You know me. I'm a political junkie, so I stayed up late last night watching all of the election coverage. I thought it's very, very entertaining. And you've got these five primaries here in the state of confusion. We don't count. We won't be involved in that for a while. Probably be over before it. Well, it's already over. So I guess it's over before it's gonna ever get to the state of confusion. We knew that going in.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. So here's the issue is, and I just laugh. You got to laugh at the arrogance of politicians. Ted Cruz, talk about.
You're absolutely useless.
Absolutely useless. I mean, is there any logic to why Ted Cruz reportedly today will announce his vice presidential candidate? Well, I don't think he's going to have a voice in who's going to be the vice president on the ticket with Donald Trump, because it's certainly not going to be Ted Cruz. He's done. He's over. Put a fork in him. He's gone. See ya. You are out. I don't get it. It's so funny when you listen to politicians. So Cruz says that when Kasich was mathematically eliminated, that he should get out of the way. Now that Cruz is mathematically eliminated, he's going to announce his vice presidential candidate. Does anybody understand that? I just don't really get it.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Yeah, he's a lost lamb there, but that is politics. That Ted Cruz, he's always been a bit of a lost lamb. Follow up a little bit today. We got a little fallout yesterday. I got quite a few messages on our conversation with Anaheim City Council member Chris Murray. It wasn't an exciting night last night. Not the way one would plan for politics in America, but this is a new world order and anything goes. So at the Anaheim City Council meeting last night, we talked yesterday. Council member Murray was in with us and we were chatting about Donald Trump and his lack of lack of couth in the way he speaks to people, degrading people, putting people down, even going as far as I don't know what makes him the great authority, but talking about how John Kasich eats. So you explain that one to me. How does he come across telling another person that they eat properly or improperly? I guess there you go again.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Air superiority. He thinks he's better than everybody else. That's Trump. But why in the world did they get into this brawl at the city council meeting? Why can't people have a disagreement in a civilized manner? And ironically enough, if you remember listening yesterday, the councilwoman came out and said this was not about the candidate. It was strictly about the rhetoric, about the tone, about how we treat one another. But as per the normal course, the mayor of Anaheim, unless it has to do with killing jobs or killing the economy or pushing business out of the city, he decided that he was going to abstain from the issue, and they ended up not doing anything on the issue, not pushing it forward at all. Hard to believe, but that is the Anaheim, that is the lack of leadership from the mayor of Anaheim. Once again, unbelievable. But, you know, something I guess, every policy he makes is just based on giving away the city and has none of the things, he probably should have listened to the broadcast yesterday. He probably knows I'm not one of his biggest fans, so he doesn't listen in. It's be kind of like me listening to MSNB hee-haw, right? It just doesn't happen. But that's the mayor. Unbelievable. Moving right along. How about more, should we, I don't know, my personal opinion, it sounds like corruption. California tax official got $130,000 worth of office furniture. Now, I could do a whole lot with $130,000, but unbelievable. $130,000 worth of office furniture. The chairman of the Tax Collecting Board of Equalization, this is Mr. Horton, ends up moving from the 9th floor of the U.S. Bank Tower to the 21st floor. I guess it wasn't elegant enough for him to be on the 9th floor, so he's moving up to the 21st floor. Check this out. White leather and walnut chairs, $1,172 each. Really? A matching couch for almost $2,300. Wall-mounted cabinets and frosted glass doors, $11,000. Over $11,000. Metal coat racks, $88 each. Can you believe it?
What's the big idea?
Unbelievable. So that's how your tax dollars... When you go to vote for more taxes, when you think that it's good for us, for Benedict Arnold, where he got us that tax increase and we're paying $2.776 a gallon for gasoline when the national average is $2.15, that's how your money's being spent, friends. That's how your money is being spent, 20 cents a gallon more than any other state in the union. Unbelievable. But at least they got 21st floor, $130,000 worth of furniture. Isn't that special? Unbelievable. Moving right along, we've got, I got one more that I got to get in here, Steve, and then we will move right along and get us to a
California having too much solar energy in California. Can you believe that? Solar energy records are falling left and right in California these days as the state steams ahead towards its ambitious renewable energy goals. Just saying, we're getting a lot of solar, not using as much. Hey, how about saving some money on your own? We're going to be talking to our friends from U.S. Green Builders. They're going to be joining us, I think, next week, telling you how you can get energy rebates from the state of confusion, not have to make payments, 100% financing in most instances, and no payments until December of 2017. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, it'll be wine time. We are going to continue our conversation with Robert Mott about wine vacations and wine tasting. Homes continue to sell quickly nationwide. What's the difference between homeowners insurance and a home warranty? All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, and on Twitter. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. All you need to do is text PEAR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. PEAR to 79564. One of the trusted professionals will reach out to you, let you know what the equity amount is in your home. Why? Because you may want to move up. You might want to get a bigger house. You might want to right size. Maybe something a little smaller is what's appropriate for you at this stage of your life. How do you make those decisions if you're not informed? Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, 79564. National Association of Realtors recently released their latest existing home sales report. It revealed that homes were on the market for an average of 47 days in the month of March. Figure that one out, 47 days. Now, that's a dramatic decrease from 59 days reported in February, as well as the 52 days reported back in March of 2015. 42% of the homes across the country were on the market for less than a month, which is the highest number since July 2015, which was basically the same, 43%. So just think about those issues right there. If you're contemplating selling your house, don't you think now would probably be a good time to make that decision and see where you want to go with that, what you want to do? If you want to get that right-sized property, if you're wanting to, you know, maybe you've got three kids in a two-bedroom. Right now might be the time. Interest rates are still great. We're going to be seeing what the Federal Reserve has to say later in the day today. They'll be making some comments there. And we also did get the report today chatting a little bit about homes going into contract. That rose 1.4% last month. The economists were only expecting that to go up 0.5%. So much better noted number there as well. Check it out if you want the information. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. That is the Real Time Real Estate segment. Red wine means it is time for our Wine Wednesday chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. We did have a little bit of a challenge, though, Robert. The challenge being, and this is obviously a positive challenge, is last week we had about 7 listeners to the radio broadcast. This week I'm noting that we might have gone up to about 10 listeners, and there might be some that missed out on the discussion you and I had about some successful ways or tips for winery visits. And some of them said they were coming just this week so they could get this information. So we might have to give some of the highlights and see how many of these we can get through today. But we started this last week, and you had the great one about an empty box. I don't know why I needed an empty box. I wasn't planning on drinking too much, but why don't we start at the top?
Yeah, we'll start at the top. We'll kind of buzz through the first few that we covered before and then hit the rest of them at that point. How about that?
Sounds great.
So, the one you're talking about, get an empty box for wine that you purchase. And it's much better than letting it roll around in your car or if you have a driver or something like that. It's easier than, certainly keeps the wine out of trouble that way, which kind of leads to number two, hire a car or have a designated driver. As we know,
Robert, before you go there, go back on number one again, with the idea of a box. Will it bother the wine, or what is your thoughts about, Blue Ice or whatever the knockoff brands are, it doesn't matter, keeping the wine cool or protecting the wine from the environment as well?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's one of the points as well down the list, but that's a very good point. If you can find, in fact, if you have one of those shipping boxes that many people tend to accumulate. I know many times I'll get a styrofoam shipping box that some reason I'm kind of going, well, I don't want to throw that styrofoam away because it's so hard to recycle. Maybe I'll reuse that and ship wine to somebody. Well, those are kind of almost, I would say those are primo, actually, when it comes to wine trips. If you have one of those, you get the benefit of the natural insulation of the styrofoam, but also if you pointed out, if you put some of those ice bags or cool bags or Blue Ice or whatever brand, like you say, that that you find, that you put, that you keep in your refrigerator, then throw in there with the wine. That will certainly help as well. I think there are two things you're looking to do with that. Is one, keep the wine contained, because when you're driving around, obviously the bottles can start rolling around. And the worst thing in the world is try to clean up a broken bottle of wine in your trunk, especially one that was a really good broken bottle of wine before it broke anyway. So
not only can't you enjoy the wine, but you're going to cry a lot too.
Yeah, exactly. And in that case, straws generally don't help either. So it's
there you go.
Definitely, the box helps keep the wine contained, help keep it a little bit more environmentally stable. Those hot temperatures are certainly something you have to watch out for, especially summer in California when you're going to the various wine countries. So definitely a box is a good thing to have. Like I say, hire a car, have a designated driver. All those little tastes, even though they look small, a lot of times they're 1 ounce or 1.5 ounce pours you get in the taste. Well, think about that. After you've had six of them, that's one glass of wine. So that might be one winery. Another winery might be a little heavier handed. And then pretty soon you've visited three or four wineries and you've had four or five glasses of wine. And how about you, Ron? But after four or five glasses of wine, I may be a little bit impaired at that point.
Once in a while, we do ask for a little extra just in case we want to buy that bottle.
Exactly, especially if it's one you really, really like. And that's, certainly something that we all need to be safe out there. So keep that
absolutely
in mind. Be very safe and use good judgment. Go early in the day. I know a lot of times it's hard to start at 10:30 in the morning when a lot of the wineries open, but early is best, really, because you get people's focus on you. You get a little bit more undivided attention. The people pouring the wine aren't tired yet. They'll talk more about the wine. They tend to be a little more interactive at that point, and you avoid the crowds if you go early. Focus on smaller places. Those are things that's maybe not quite the large production wineries, the ones you see on the shelf all the time. But isn't that the reason you're in the wine country anyway, is to discover that hidden gem, that wine that not everybody knows about, so you can go brag to your fellow wine friends about, oh, I found wine XYZ, and it's fabulous, and they only make, 500 cases or whatever. And nothing like finding that hidden gem and kind of shaming your wine friends a little bit with it, just because they didn't find it first.
So when you talk about going, finding the smaller places, obviously you can go into your local wine bar and have a conversation with the proprietor there, manager there, or sommeliers. They're going to know some of those things. What are your thoughts? Two different areas here, Robert, about number one, making appointments and reservations, and secondly, how long should you give yourself between facilities?
Those are fantastic questions, and sometimes some of those answers are very, very difficult. But the easy answer is, kind of going down the list, pull on your resources, your local specialty wine shop. Those people many times have a great deal of insight into some of the smaller wineries because they get to taste so many different wines. The brokers and salesmen bring in all kinds of different things that you may or may not see in the big box stores. So certainly take advantage of that. Do not be afraid of calling ahead and making an appointment. I mean, many times if you look in the wine guide, you'll see all these places say hours by appointment. All that means, and especially in California, especially in Napa and many of the Northern California anyway, is that their permit does not allow them to have open tasting. And so what their agreement with the county is that they will do it only on an appointment basis. So they're really, most of the time, they're sitting there waiting for you. So give them a call. They'll really appreciate hearing from you, and nine times out of ten, they want to write you down as soon as you can get there and it are at your convenience. So just call ahead and don't be intimidated by that, because it's not them being snooty generally. Most of the time, it's about them trying to be a good citizen and obey the local laws. So again,
that's a great scoop there that very few people ever hear about.
Yeah, exactly. And it's people tend to assume, because it's appointment only, that, oh, well, we're very exclusive and we'll only let some certain people in. Now, I have run into certain wineries that is true. I have to digress for a minute just because to illustrate this a little bit. I won't name names, of course, But there was one winery I visited, and of course, since I'm in the business, they were very happy to see me. But they were talking about taking reservations, and the gentleman who took the reservations, basically he said he always asks people what other wineries they're going to visit and before he commits to an appointment. And,
and guess why that is, right?
Yeah, the ones that are going to the places that perhaps specialize in White Zinfandel, he kind of goes, I mean, many times he'll go, well, I'm afraid we're booked up today.
Robert, so, we did it again. You and I get onto these conversations and we chat and we run out of time like we do so frequently. We're going to have to, we're going to have to carry some of these over again till next time.
I know. Well, I guess we're at no lack of material, are we?
Absolutely. Great information. Maybe next week we'll get 20 people instead of the 7 we had last week, and we'll continue our conversation. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, David Meltzer is going to check in the business of sports. Aaron Andrews, Tom Brady, Johnny Manziel, the draft, Kobe. We'll see what David has on his mind. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, and on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution? Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at Big Profits Now Live.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. What are you doing about it? It's amazing how many people I hear that still come and they say, well, we want to get a loan, but our credit doesn't match. Well, how long have you been thinking about getting that loan? Quite a while. Why didn't you come and talk to us sooner when we keep telling you, check your credit report all the time, regularly? There are always errors on the credit reports. And how do I know that? Well, 600,000 complaints last I saw to the FTC. Now there's a new report out because some people send their complaints to the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. 169,000 complaints were filed in 2015 to the CFPB. Debt collection caused the most misery. Complaints about debt collections led the way in 26 states. The next highest, mortgages. Why do you think I shop for the mortgages for you and tell you VIP mortgage? They close on time. They close early and they also close. I mean, 25% of the pre-approvals never, ever close. Think about that concept. There are these issues out there all the time, and people don't know where to turn. Well, the CFPB, they've got a lot of their own problems right now, so we'll see what happens with them. Questions about their constitutionality, but that's a topic for a different day, because today we're going to talk with David Melcher. That's Your Credit Matters, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Meltzer's in the house with us today. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. We've got a lot to chat about here today. I'm looking to, you and I had thought about what we were going to talk about, and then all of a sudden we look and see that the world has changed. And then we get the settlement of Aaron Andrews and the continuation of Tom Brady. It seems like two different organizations going in two directions. And that's why I wanted to bring it up. I know Aaron Andrews is sort of old news with her lawsuit, but she decided to settle it and get it out of the news. We don't know what the settlement is. But Tom Brady seems like the story that just never ends. Doesn't that hurt the NFL brand to keep going back to this?
Yeah, I think Tom Brady wishes he could settle out like Aaron Andrews did just to get his name removed from this subject matter. And, you know, it is a big deal. And unfortunately for the NFL and Tom Brady, unlike some of the other suspects that have been involved in these type of activities and others, is, you know, you're looking at the golden boy of the NFL and the NFL itself, and it's a no-win situation. You know, the NFL does not want to punish Tom Brady, and Tom Brady obviously does not want to have his name attached to cheating. And so it's really a no-win situation. Even within the courts, as you could see, the dissenting opinion, you know, said that Goodell heavily overstepped his authority, once again proving Goodell doesn't want his name attached to attacking the Golden Boy and being unjust, you know, just more bad news for Goodell. And then on top of it, Tom doesn't want to be brought into this situation. But unfortunately, you know, Brady did destroy his cell phone and potential evidence, which is really the sticky point of why and how they caught him and reinstated this punishment.
It seems to me, I mean, I'm just a sports fanatic. I know nothing about the inside workings. It seemed to me that once they found in favor of the NFL, it just became one of those things where it was like, I got to prove my manliness. A week like this, I mean, you and I had planned our topic this morning is the NFL draft. Totally a positive, exciting time of the year for the NFL, yet overshadowed by something that could have gone away. I think the NFL could have just dropped the appeal, and all you and I would be talking about this morning is 200,000 people going to an NFL draft.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, and it's the precedent, you know, it's the legal side of it. It's also the fact that, you know, Tom Brady is a significant player, and so whenever a significant player is up for suspension, there's 31 other owners, teams, general managers, and presidents that are gunning to make sure that he doesn't play for four games.
That's amazing, because even those guys, you would think that they're, it would be so much better. I mean, it is. I remember the old days when Donald Sterling used to make the comment that he was really in it because it was a business. He was in it to make money. And you'd think those other owners would be saying, let's talk about the draft and not talk about that, because that's how they make money.
Yeah, that is one of the ways that they make money. But, you know, that's more the NFL's issue, you know, where, you know, you're looking at, you know, let's say the Houston Texans, who play Tom Brady in the first four games. Their economic game is really made by that win. And when you miss the playoffs by one win, and the league's you know, so tight in its competitiveness, you know, teams that are 7-9, 8-8, and 9-7 are making the playoffs. Wherever they can gain an advantage of getting an extra win, they're going to take advantage over that, over the publicity of the draft. They're still going to be able to draft who they want to do, who they want to, but the NFL is the one that gains from, you know, 81. You know, I think it was over $81 million of economic impact to a city. 8.8 million people watch the draft. That's really more about the NFL and its shield and its brand than individual owners who need to win games to make more money.
You know, and those are some interesting statistics. And it's very, I'm glad you brought that up. Yesterday we were chatting with Anaheim City Council member Chris Murray, and we were talking about the hotel taxes, and obviously Anaheim has their situation with the hotel taxes and how they deal with it coming from the resort district, but they're also now dealing with that in San Diego as well. A lot of money, there's a lot of economic impact to a community from a sporting team, and as you say, the NFL draft brings a huge amount just to Chicago. What are they going to do if they move?
Yes, no doubt. Well, they're going to move that draft to L.A. next year, you know, in the plans and in the works. Goodell's going to move that draft to L.A. to support Kroenke and his efforts and the billions that are going to be spent here. They want to bring as much as they can to L.A. And, you know, the Rams are doing a great job, traded up for the first pick. They had a huge, huge party at L.A. Live, and it's going to be a really big deal, the draft in L.A., but not as big of a deal as the draft in Chicago this week.
That's pretty interesting that I didn't realize that. I'm glad you shared that. So it's going to be in LA, coming to Los Angeles. Interesting. So what are your expectations? I see we may have a non-college player for the first time getting drafted. What's that about?
Yeah. So there's a German football league player, Moritz Boehringer, and he'll be the first, I think, German football league player ever drafted, which will increase the following, the visibility, the profile, and the brand in European football, American football in Europe. You know, all it takes is one person. You know, the NBA has based its marketing off of individual players, and that's the strategy that the NFL has used as well overseas in Europe, Australia, Asia. You know, it obviously worked in basketball with Yao Ming, bringing in not millions, but billions of people and fans for the NBA. This German football player could be the start of that trend. And I think he's good enough by looking, you know, at his scores and, you know, at 6'4", 220 pounds, running, you know, as fast as he has. I think he ran a 4.5 or a 4.4. You know, he has the skills to play. And he killed it at his pro day, from what I hear from scouts. He just killed it. So I'd love to see him drafted as high as possible and actually make a 53-man roster and start someday.
That'd be great to see. I mean, and you know, some of you hit it right on the head when you look talk about just how certain individuals can really make an impact. Look at the, you know, right now I think tonight is the seventh game of the Stanley Cup in Anaheim. Nobody even heard of hockey in California until without Gretzky. Right, so one person, look at what he can do.
Yeah, and the same thing with the Galaxy, right? David Beckham.
Right.
You know, we saw a huge advancement in soccer in America that, you know, we've been lagging since the 50s. You know, we've been excited about the World Cup since 1950. The biggest children's sport in America for the last 40 years has been soccer, but until David Beckham got here, we couldn't get anyone into a stadium.
And now probably the stadiums are going to probably have to be changed. What is that, Home Depot Center or something that they have there in Carson? Probably yeah. selling out. We're going to talk more to David Meltzer, Sports One Marketing, our business of sports guru. When we come back, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. UFC. I don't know too much about the UFC, but I bet David does, so we'll talk to him about that. A lot going on in the world, and we hope you'll stay with us. Reach us anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but the replays are available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Over 300,000 people checking us out there. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. What is the difference between homeowners insurance and a home warranty? That is the subject of today's Mortgage Minute, brought to you by VIP Mortgage. Whenever you're ready for that next mortgage or refinance, 3.64% 30-year fixed rate APOR. That's where the numbers are today. So what is the difference between homeowners insurance and a home warranty? Well, basically, the home warranty is a contract beyond a homeowner's insurance policy that covers major repairs and replacements on costly, unexpected major items, electrical, plumbing, swimming pools, spas, meant to protect the Southern California homeowner from having to pay out of pocket for repairs or replacement services that happen after normal wear and tear on the property. Things to keep in mind: if something does go wrong, the homeowner must contact the warranty company, not hire their own repair person. The warranty company will send out a repair person, and there's usually a service fee. Warranties don't normally cover the full amount of a replacement. That's why I recommend you talk to our friends over at US Green Builders and keep your house up to date. That way you don't have to deal with an insurance company. That is the idea. So just check on that. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by VIP Mortgage. We're continuing our conversation this morning. David Meltzer, Sports One Marketing, our business of sports guru. I'm going to chat with David, continuing. David, I'm not the biggest fight guy, but, you know, there's a huge amount of money in, well, I don't know if it's nowadays. You never even hear about heavyweight fights too much. UFC seems to be where it is. Tell us what's going on there. I've been seeing a lot in the news, but I don't know much about it.
Yeah, sure. You know, a lot of people don't. You know, the millennials love it. Dana White has created a marketing machine. But like any great marketing monopoly, it has its downfalls. And what's occurred is that there's a struggle between the big individual brands within the UFC and the UFC itself. And just like in boxing, as we saw a transfer in boxing when Golden Boy, who, you know, Lee Steinberg, my mentor and partner, used to represent Oscar De La Hoya, and the amount of money that agents and promoters were taking from these individual boxers was incredible. The same thing's occurring in Conor McGregor. He's the first lately to pull out of this UFC 200 and now been locked out of it. And it's a really, once again, a no-win situation. You know, he brings in millions and millions of dollars. You know, we have John Jones on the card at the UFC 200 as well. But, you know, it'll be interesting how this plays out, because there's definitely a power struggle between the individual athlete and the closed deal that Dana White has created by his Reebok deal. And, you know, it's going to come to a head where, you know, just like in boxing, these guys are going to promote themselves and create their own companies and go off and buy their own time. And it'll be really interesting because, you know, there's hundreds of millions of dollars available. I think the impact of Conor McGregor not fighting is going to be a difference in revenue. ESPN estimates at about $45 million if he doesn't fight.
Wow. So you can find 45 million reasons for somebody to get in competition with these guys and try and start their own or a competitive market where you, what was I? I mean, I know you, Don King always comes to mind as being the biggest in the what I would call traditional fight world.
Yeah, and you got Bob Arum now. But, yeah, I think, you know, this should be the Siegel Meltzer Productions, and you and I could go out and get Diaz and McGregor, and, you know, we'll gladly just take 10% of the $45 million for producing the fight, and I'll negotiate the time on pay-per-view, and I have my friends up at Blazer Media in Venice that would be glad to do a 4K transmission of it with 3D filming, and we'll take is 10% and leave them the 90%. And I bet, you know, if Connor or Mr. Diaz is listening, Siegel Meltzer Productions is available for the next pay-per-view.
Absolutely. I mean, to me, those guys are the ones that are putting the blood and sweat. I mean, I understand that the promoters, you know, have some risk and time and experience, but you know, those guys, it's the athletes. They're the entertainer out there. And sometimes the guys in the back end start thinking maybe they're bigger than the game itself. And I hope that, you know, that we get the guys that will do like you did when you were, well, you do now and did when you were with Lee. You know, just getting these guys to realize that they are a role model, whether they want to or not. And remember who's paying the bill. It's the kids. Right? At the end of the day, it's the kids that are doing that.
No doubt, but it also creates a model of a legacy. So if you look at Golden Boy, I bet you can't, like me, remember the last fight Oscar De La Hoya has, but he has so many great boxers that he's maturing and that he's producing in a fair, equitable way because he knows what it's like to put his blood, sweat, and tears into boxing. And I think the same thing's going to happen with UFC. And, you know, this McGregor-Meltzer-Siegel production, our first $45 million is waiting, and we could start getting other fighters like Nate Diaz and maybe Ronda Rousey under us with a fair commission rate. What do you say, Ron?
I love it. Janae Noonan, I think, is out there. She's contemplating getting back in. She's been a guest on the broadcast several times as well, so we can get her to come back. I know if she doesn't do that, she does the announcing. So I'm in. I'm ready for it. We'll promote it every morning right here on our network as well. And you know something, taking it to the next step of people not realizing what their responsibilities are, especially athletes. Hard to believe that a guy could work as hard as Johnny Manziel did for as many years as he did to build himself up and then just shoot himself in both feet. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, you know, it's a matter of empowerment and entitlement. And I think his own parents, Johnny's own parents, have realized that they've done him a disservice. I know that George Whitfield, his quarterback coach that touted him on ESPN for over a year and on his website, is probably, you know, mincing his feelings of cruising him around on first pitches and all of these other things when he should be empowering his quarterbacks to be, you know, character integrity driven, because unbelievable talent Johnny Manziel has. And of course he needs to continue to work hard when you're in the most competitive league. But being indicted, on Tuesday in this assault charge is just one of many of his problems that stem from surrounding himself with the wrong people, the wrong ideas. You know, he's constantly around drugs and alcohol. He obviously has a problem. He's the first quarterback that I've ever seen, starting quarterback, a quarterback that started in the NFL, he's the first one I've ever seen that has been fired by two agents. Fired by his agents. I mean, agents are the most lenient of everyone. They're the last one. The parents will kick you out like Johnny's before the agent fires you. But both Burkhart and Rosenhaus have fired him in the last 6 months.
That's amazing. And they're, you know, from the notes that I'm seeing here, Rosenhaus's comments was get into a treatment facility. That's what's in the best interest of, you know, not only Johnny Manziel the person, but Johnny Manziel the brand.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, the problem is until he's ready to admit and take accountability for his disease, he's not going to change. And, you know, unfortunately, I've been blessed to work with Lee Steinberg, who suffers from a very similar disease. And until he was ready to change, until he was ready to quit 6 years ago now, and he's completely sober for the last 6 years, and his life has completely turned around because he's gotten rid of this disease. And, you know, the greatest agent of all time, Lee Steinberg, not only has a first-round draft pick in Paxton Lynch, but all of his legacy guys, the Tolners, Ryan and Bruce, who are dear friends of Warren and I, they have the first two picks in the draft. They have two quarterbacks. That's unheard of. You know, obviously David Dunn doesn't have much this year in the means of top guys, but over the years has been, I think, the biggest of them all. Once again, a Lee Steinberg guy. Vanguard has Von Miller. Once again, a Lee Steinberg guy. Legacy is LS Legacy. Lee Steinberg Legacy merged with the agency. Both Legacy and agency were Lee Steinberg guys. So imagine if Lee didn't have his disease. All of those firms would still be Lee's firms, and still he would be bigger than CAA and still breaking records for how many athletes and how much under management he would have. So this is a terrible disease, but Johnny has to take accountability for Johnny and get help.
Absolutely. And you know something, I think I'm going to throw a shameless plug in here, Mr. Meltzer, is I think we need to get him a copy of one of the best books of all time. I think it's called Connected to Goodness. And I think we could probably find somebody even to autograph it and send it to him. Maybe he can learn a thing or two right there. Only got about a half a minute left, but I do want to, before we step out, talk about the legacy of Kobe. Holy cow.
Yeah, you know, 20 years. He is an unbelievable institution and a class act. I loved the way that he went out. You know, it's been, you know, in sports, it's been wonderful to see the Ray Lewis's, the Peyton Mannings, you know, all these guys leaving the game, Mariano Rivera, you know, and now you see even Big Papi on his farewell tour just kicking butt where people don't even can't even think about him retiring because he's playing so well at the beginning of the season. But to have Kobe go out with 60 and at home, you know, it was just an amazing experience, and it caps off just an unbelievable legacy. And like Magic Johnson, you haven't heard the last of Kobe Bryant in Southern California. He will be a leading steward in industry and humanitarian philanthropist as well.
Sounds great. Appreciate you checking in with us, David Meltzer, Sports One Marketing, and set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime or to meet any of our guests, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.